Welcome back to the Roundtable. This listener essay is by Lori Stillwell.
I have pondered many times over the last decade or so exactly what it means to be a family. The dictionary definition I've settled on is a social unit consisting of one or more adults together with the children they care for. In my heart, however, family has come to be synonymous with those we choose. Those we choose to love and care for, and those we seek out to share our time and our lives. The roots of Mother's Day go back many centuries, as ancient Egyptians held an annual festival to honor the goddess Isis. It wasn't until the 20th century that the more secular, commercialized version of the holiday took hold in the United States. On its face, Mother's Day has much to recommend it. I've already sent off a somewhat sappy card to my own mother, and I'm looking forward to the brunch that we will share next Sunday. But for many, Mother's Day is a day of pain. Its very title, Mother's Day, is too narrow to adequately honor so many of the women who play pivotal roles in the lives of their children. I would argue that the holiday should be renamed Mom's Day. Calling next Sunday Mom's Day would take nothing away from the biological mother raising her children in an intact biological family, but it could make a huge difference to the adoptive mom or a stepmom. Given the number of adoptions that take place in the United States annually, and the fact that over 50% of U.S. families are blended families, there are many women in parenting roles for children with whom they don't share DNA. I myself am a stepmother to two daughters, now young adults. I have been in their lives almost 15 years and have been a custodial step-parent for the last handful or so. My youngest daughter doesn't remember a time I wasn't in her life. We are a family. I consider myself to be lucky beyond compare. I've gotten to be part of so much of their lives, making cupcakes for the bake sale, sewing the costume for the school play, shopping for Halloween costumes and prom dresses, school assemblies, recitals, graduations, and college visits, meeting their first boyfriends, having the hard discussions, holding them when they need a shoulder to cry on, being there every day. Mother's Day presents a dilemma for both the children and parents in a blended, adoptive, or otherwise non-traditional family. One of my good friends is a woman raised by her paternal grandmother. Her biological mother was incapable of parenting. She tells me she feels like a fraud every Mother's Day when she sends flowers and a card to her mother. That is the expectation of the holiday, but in her heart she honors the woman who raised her. On Mother's Day past, when my daughters would leave to share dinner with their mother, my heart would break just a little. In this, I know I am not alone. Google stepmom and Mother's Day, and the pained posts will fill the screen. It's not that I begrudge their mother the dinner or the celebration. It's that the holiday and the expectations embedded in it seem to exclude me. The family we've nurtured somehow seems less legitimate for that day. You can be the mom, but never the mother. Renaming the day to Mom's Day makes the celebration more inclusive. It says to the children, it's okay to honor all of the women in your life that are important. And it says to the adoptive mom, the grandmother, the stepmother, you are important too. They say that it takes a village to raise a child. I don't know about a village, but having another loving, supportive parent looking out for a child's best interest seems to me to be only a good thing. So let's celebrate that too.
You made sure I got up for school, did my homework, followed rules. You made my lunches every day and went to all my baseball games. You told me when to go to bed, tucked me and kissed my forehead and read to me so softly as I fell asleep. I wanna thank you for being you and all you've done and are gonna do. I love you, Mom. You're the bomb. You're the reason why I sing this song.
Lori Stillwell lives in Rexford, New York with her husband and her daughter. Her CPA practice in Saratoga Springs is a proud WAMC underwriter. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.